Season's greetings and good morning. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Thank you for tuning in to share time and rhythm with us. Welcome to this dance space. Well, we are in the midst of the holiday season, and I'm sending love, love, and light to you as we head into the next hour together. And as we flow into the space, I was sitting back in thought this morning and thinking about just how the holidays bring about so many different experiences for many. For some, it's celebration, and for others, it's sorrow and grief. And for some, it's reflection. And for others, it's the desire of great, great hope. And so wherever your heart rests this morning, and whatever your testimony is in this hour, my friends, I am just so glad that you are here with us. And I hope that you'll stay with us for this next hour, because coming up on the show, we have some inspirational thoughts, a holiday love giveaway, and also what's coming up at TO Live with the president and CEO, Clyde Wagner, and some of what's to come from Turnout Radio in 2026. And so stay tuned and stay locked in right here to CIUT. We're going to take a break and be right back with more of Turnout Radio right after this. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. My guest today, Clyde Wagner, is the president and CEO of TO Live, one of Canada's largest multi-arts organizations, which programs and operates three iconic civic institutions in Toronto, including Meridian Hall, St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts, and Meridian Arts Centre. Join me in giving a warm greeting to Clyde Wagner. Clyde, welcome to Turnout Radio.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well. Have you had an opportunity to delve into the festivities of the holidays as of yet?
The holidays are some of our busiest period, which is fantastic and wonderful. We love it, and we love the fact that people come and celebrate the holidays with us, which is great, but it means that our actual holiday doesn't start for a little bit longer. But I did put up a tree at home, and you know, I'm actually at home for the first time in about 12 years, so I'm really excited about just sort of like eventually sort of hanging out by the fire and taking the dog for a walk.
Well, here's to a wonderful season, and I'm looking forward, Clyde, this morning to exploring the work and the offerings of TO Live with you. But before we do, I would love if we could take a look back at how your relationship began with TO Live. Share with us about those beginnings.
We're actually going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary next year, which is really, I mean, it's a pretty spectacular place to be in. You know, we're kind of growing up a bit, and it feels nice to finally have the company where it is. Well, I started my relationship with Buildings years ago because I was a producer, and I've actually put content and produced stuff in almost every single space here. And little secret, years and years ago, I actually was an usher uptown at the Meridian Arts Center, which back then was called the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, and when it was sort of around the time that it opened. So I've had a very long relationship with all of these buildings, and a good one, and I love them. The city, I don't know if people want to cast their minds back, but there was a time when there was a call to sort of ask the question what to do with these buildings, because the usage was very low and the subsidy from the city kept increasing. And out of that question came this idea that they could be brought together and to create one company. And from there, I applied to the job of to be the CEO. And in my application, I said, you know, it isn't just bringing them together isn't really going to do much. You can just sort of put them under one roof, but you might save some small amount of money here and there, but it won't actually do anything. But you should have a purpose. Like any company, it should really have, if you want to lead to success, you need to have a really strong purpose. And at the time, I said that the only purpose that I could see really fitting is to celebrate the diverse cultures of the city of Toronto. So the question that we asked in the beginning was, if we are this multicultural city, how is it that the big institutions of scale are the ballet, the opera, and the symphony? So really, that was how we got to the purpose for Teal Live. That was the pitch that I made when I was in the interview for the CEO job, and they said yes. And so we started, and it's been quite a journey. And I have to say, I'm incredibly grateful. For me personally, it's been a real highlight. And I think it comes from the fact that I love this city and I love the people of this city. You know, I've had the great fortune of living in many different places. But Toronto has always been a pull. And it's always been one of those cities that I've always come back to. And I think part of it is that I have great friends here, for sure. But also that I have always believed in the arts here, that I felt that the artists here were on par with anywhere else in the world. And so that's always been a very strong pull and purpose for me personally, and getting to grow this company has been a thrill. Also, you know, we're an arm's length agency of the city of Toronto. And so that means something to be a civic space. You know, it all sort of ties together when you think that the buildings ultimately are owned by the city. They are meant to be a resource to the communities in which they are situated in, and the fact that it could really be leveraged to fulfill a real outcome, I think was good. But at the time too, you know, it's always a gamble. You never know where you're going to land. You know, we've doubled in size. We launched a foundation to earn money to serve the arts in the city of Toronto. And we have 6 times the corporate sponsorship and some wonderful partners, including Meridian Credit Union, who was there from the beginning. And the city has been so supportive and so wonderful to work with.
Can you expand upon civic space status and your thoughts about that reality?
Yeah, for sure. I love talking about this. When I'm having a down day, not that I'm a pretty optimistic guy, but when I'm having a down day, I ride the subway and I look around and I just marvel at the fact that here we all are, you know, just all crunched in there at 8:30 in the morning or whatever it is. And for the most part, we coexist peacefully and respectfully together in this space. And when you really think about the world that we live in today, that is a magical thing that we don't trumpet enough to say how fantastic Canada and Toronto really is because of that. And so we have our problems, but But we also have so much to celebrate. You know, it always makes me feel good to just be here and just see the people that are together. So in any case, so what our purpose is, celebration of the diverse cultures of the city of Toronto, is sort of the bedrock that, combined with the fact that the buildings are owned by the city and that they're meant to be an open public civic space, sort of got us together to really try to go and analyze, okay, in the beginning, 9 years ago, what are the opportunities here that we could do with this company? And the number one opportunity was, as often is in business, was the one thing that was kind of the big challenge, which was there was empty space in these buildings. So really the question was, how do we fill this space, and how do we do it through this purpose, or will the purpose fill the space, right? Which was really where the eyes were going. And so we actually run 7 different halls, the largest of which is Meridian Hall, and it's the largest theater or performance space in Canada. It's sort of like Canada's, I always say it's the radio city of Canada. I love it. I'm actually sitting in it right now. So that hall operates for the most part on a commercial capacity. So it is a big revenue driver that we leverage to then subsidize out throughout all the other 6 halls that we run, which are range in size from the George Weston Recital Hall, which is 900 and some seats, the Bluma of Health Theater, which is in the St. Lawrence Center, which is just over 800 seats, the Lyric Theater, which is uptown, again, in the Meridian Arts Center, about 500 and some seats, the Jane Mallet Theater, which is about 400 and some seats, and then finally the Studio Theater, which is 180 seats. And what that means is that we have within this network a ladder where artists can enter and then grow up and then ultimately play in a commercial setting, which is really where we want to see artists grow and move themselves to eventually. When we bring acts into our halls, particularly in Meridian Hall, we can produce and present commercial programming here. And we can then take the money we make from that commercial programming and then subsidize back into the community. We basically make money and we spend money and we roll it right back into the community later on. And we do it by doing some things that are commercial and we do some things that are not-for-profit and charitable. And then we subsidize back into the community programs that we run. And that model, which was just a flicker of an idea 11 years ago, is exactly how we grew the company, as I said, to double its revenue. That's how we made it happen. It wasn't because we found one Broadway show or something that we brought in. It wasn't like that at all. That's the model how we made it happen. And we reached out, and it took time. It took time to say to everyone in the city, we're here for you. We are a space for you. And you are welcome here. And that conversation can't just be a one-off. It can't just be a, hi, Nicole, my name's Clyde, and it's nice seeing you for the day and never talk to you again. You have to build a relationship over a period of time and show consistently that we are going to be there for the communities of the city, all the communities of the city, and welcome people in. So it sort of snowballs a bit. We do our own programming that encourages people to come in, and then they do their programming. We make it accessible. We make it open. We make it welcoming. And then it just has built from there. So spaces before where people never thought that they could do things in, the presenters, the promoters, other people in the city, now I hope and I dream and that they perceive us as a home, which is really what we want to be.
Indeed. And as you're building that trust, Clyde.
Beautiful word, trust.
What are some of the things that are at the forefront of your mind as you're also building those relationships?
One of the things that we also did early on is say, listen, if there's an incumbent in the marketplace, there's already somebody in the city doing something, we don't want to collide with them. We don't want to suddenly come in and just compete with them. We really wanted to be additive. So if we felt that there were existing people in the marketplace, but we still felt that there was more room to grow, we often will go to them and say, what is it that you've always wanted to do, but you just couldn't simply do it on your own? Like, what's that one idea you dreamed of, but you can't seem to achieve? And how can we help you do that? So luckily, we have amazing partners across the city, and you'll see us quietly in the background, you know, with a lot of different organizations. So our logo will be there, TO Live, and that's really what has gotten us there. We asked the question, they needed maybe a lift, maybe they needed marketing support, maybe they needed resources, maybe they needed space, maybe whatever. And we were able to be there to assist them to lift up. Sometimes there's just a gap in the market. And we've decided, no, there needs to be support here. The community, the arts and performing arts community in the city of Toronto need this support. So a great example of that is our explorations grants that we give out, which are early stage research and development grants for artists. So this came from a simple conversation with one of our past VPs of programming, Josephine Ridge. And we were sitting around and she was proposing this idea. And I said, okay, I get it. I mean, it makes total sense to me. I used to work in tech. We give research and development grants to engineers all the time. And there's no project. There's no determined outcome. It's for them to research and to develop new ideas. Well, we don't do that with artists. We often say to them, what's your idea? You have to give us a fully fledged idea, and where are you going to perform it, and how are you going to make the money, and what are you going to do? So what this grant is supposed to do is to open up space for them so that they can think, so that their creativity is not encumbered by the multiple jobs that they have to work just to make a living, that it gives them hopefully just a little bit of breathing room where we can support them through the exploration process to research an idea, to come out the other side, and then propose a project. So that's what that grant is about. Then we have a beautiful program, which I love, called Making Space, which was really about identifying that our buildings are not cheap to operate in. And so one of the ways that we give access to the community into our spaces is through this program where we underwrite the costs for creators to come in and use all of these beautiful buildings to develop new work. You can see it as the next stage on the ladder. So first you get the explorations grants, and maybe you get a project grant from one of the arts councils, then you might move into the Making Space program. These are what we call, these things can be stacked. So often some grants can't necessarily be combined with other grants, but in this case, we are completely additive to all of these programs. And so we've tried hard to communicate to the artists to say, look, go to the Ontario Arts Council, go to the Toronto Arts Council, go to Canada Arts Council, come back to us, get this grant, apply for Making Space. You can start to see that suddenly now there's an identifiable program from artists in the city of Toronto where they can actually get their ideas from a simple first idea to a fruition where they can actually see something up on its feet. And then we do co-commissioning and presenting and work with other companies, both in the city and around the world, which is great. And part of our program also is about bringing what we think is the best from around the world to Toronto, so that the Toronto artists are not, and our community and our patrons or stuff are not living in a vacuum, that they're not just in a bubble just of Toronto arts, but that they are actually able to experience great work from around the world and therefore have context when they're doing their own creation or enjoying things for themselves. One of the, since we're on Turnout Radio, I should point out as well that one of the wonderful areas that we identified a great need for, particularly in the city of Toronto, was for the dance community. We identified a few years ago that there was a loss of creative space for dancers, a loss of resources for dancers, particularly in the Toronto area, with some closures in the Distillery District in the West End, as well as some presenters, a few key presenters in the city folded and no longer did any presenting work. And so when all of that sort of happened, and it happened within a very short period of time, I think there was a real concern that the support for that particular community was going to drop away. And we were very proud at Tea Alive to be able to, but also to have the resources to step in and say, no, we, for whatever we can bring to the table, we're going to do it. And we're going to, as much as we can, try to fill that void and help out the dancers of our city and help out this art form, which we feel is really important and worthy of the support that we're trying to give it. Dance and music are two of the most universal art forms. You're not limited by language. My undergraduate degree is in English. So what's so interesting is when you take even a very first course in linguistics, you realize that language is both a great opener for people, but it's also the great barrier, right? But dance and music, for the most part, is not. It crosses over cultures and it crosses over the linguistic barrier that we have if we're trying to communicate to one another. I think it's really incredible.
Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Well, Clyde, I am extremely excited about the programming and the offerings that are coming up at TO Live. Tell us, please, talk to us about what folks can expect this season.
So if you're around over the holidays, we have this incredible show that is here from China called Wing Chun. The story of a man named Ip Man, who was Bruce Lee's mentor. It's just incredibly well told in a very cinematic style, and the level and quality of the dancing and this fascinating mix between martial arts and dance and contemporary dance. It's really beautiful. I highly recommend you come. So it's a really nice piece. We have a beautiful magic show next door called Champions of Magic, which is really good. So all of this programming is family friendly. So please come on out and bring your kids and bring your family in and enjoy. After you've seen the Nutcracker, come on over and celebrate with us. When we do our contemporary dance program, we also are doing circus programming. So you'll see that we do tease in circus into our presentations, our TO Live presentations, which are wonderful. So we have a show called Paradisum coming in the spring. It'll be here in February, downtown at the Blue Rappel. It's a great show. And another piece that's also coming later in the year is a piece called Play Dead. And that show I'm super excited about as well, because I'm excited about Canadian companies. And this is a young, super hip and cool group of people called People Watching Collective is the name of the company. And they are so exciting. as a young company, and they've created this incredibly magical work that's coming in June. It's a partnership with the Illuminato Festival. So come on out, see the ticket. Lots of surface that's happening there. We're also bringing back a piece that we did years ago called Dance Me by Ballet Jazz Montréal. It's all to the music of Leonard Cohen. This piece is so spectacular. And listen, it's Leonard Cohen and contemporary dance with one of the great dance companies of the city of Toronto. It's just buy a ticket and come on out. It's fantastic. It's like such a wonderful night. It's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. So we have a couple other things that are going to be teased out in dance in the dance series that we're going to tease out later. I can't tell you about them, but stay tuned. You're going to hear soon. And just a couple for the spring, which is really nice. Then we have a whole music program that we also do. So we have launched a long series of jazz artists at the George Weston Recital Hall. Plus, we have a beautiful South Asian series that's coming. We have a piece called Orchestra Kuali Project, which is amazing. That'll be here in February here at Meridian Hall. It is an incredible night of music, live music, spoken word, and voice and singing, and it's really worth seeing, so please come out. Then also we host some incredible companies. Obviously, Canadian Stage has their season for the spring that's happening. Always come out and support them, which is amazing. The Harold Green Jewish Theatre, Uptown, is there. Orchestra Toronto performs with us. The Toronto Symphony performs Uptown at the George Weston Recital Hall. The list goes on and on and on. It's going to be, I mean, we literally do 600 events a year, so we have something for everyone, and it's going to be pretty amazing. Our explorations grants, our making space program, commissioning or presentation program, all of that can be accessed through our website at tolive.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. And if you have questions, there are also all of our contact information is there. We'd love to hear from you. Reach out. We're here to help.
We have more with Clyde Wagner coming up right after this. Clyde, as we draw near to the close of our segment, I'd like to circle back to some shares that you gave at the top of the program regarding the growing up of TO Live. As you look forward now, what do you envision in the pathways ahead for the organization?
I think we keep pushing the programs that we're doing. We encourage this ladder. We become a place that's really trusted for the artists in the city. I think we're there. I think we're close. And I think people now are really identifying with us. It takes time to build that trust and also to build the brand and knowledge. If I could twinkle my nose and make something happen, I think the key to unlock all of this sustainably for the future of the city is really in many ways to grow the Teal Live Foundation. We launched it a few years ago. It has a little bit of money in it, and it's growing, which is great. And we have some wonderful people who have really helped us start to leverage up there. If we could magically make that foundation the same size as the Ballet Foundation and the Opera and the Symphony, that would secure for all the cultures of the city of Toronto the kind of support that we put behind these other institutions. And that really for me would be a dream, because I can't tell you, oh, this artist is going to create that work 10 years from now. Because I don't know, but that's the magic of it. The only way we get to see what this ultimately becomes is if we actually support it. And so the community, I hope, will galvanize around the idea of this purpose, the idea of celebrating this city that we have in its entirety, and really, really funding it and giving it the financial and structural support that it needs, so that 10 years from now, when we're, maybe Clyde will be retired, who knows what's going to happen, but we'll be able to see and just watch the artists thriving all across the city, because great cities have great arts. It's so important. That's why people travel to Paris and Rome and London and Shanghai and all these other wonderful cities around the world. It's ultimately because their culture is great. And we have it here. We just need to sustainably support it for the long run. And our mix is a very unique mix, I hope, for the city. And we at Teal Live want to continue to support that going forward.
And we do that collectively. Yes.
Yeah. It can't just be one person, or it has to come from the community. If they want it, then it'll happen. That's how these things happen. You know, it's how they get supported in the long run. We believe in it. We spent 10 years with passion trying to make it happen. And we are. And you can see the results. You can see this incredible usage of the building skyrocketing. You can see the revenue skyrocketing. You can see the people accessing our programs. That we're always oversubscribed for all of these programs, which is great. That's what it should be. We want to grow them. We want to give more. And then it just becomes this beautiful celebration.
Indeed. Forward together, Clyde.
Happy holidays for the end of 25, right? There you go. It's going to be great.
Forward together. Well, Clyde, I want to thank you again. What a pleasure, truly, it's been to be in conversation with you today on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for covering the arts. And thank you for giving some voice to what we're trying to do here and being supportive. And you're also just such an incredible human being. So thanks, Nicole. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you for those kind words. Truly appreciate it. I receive it. I thank you so greatly. And I want to wish you happy holidays, Clyde Wagner. Happy holidays, season's greetings.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well.
More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Turnout Radio is pleased to partner with TO Live to give away one pair of tickets to an audience member today to attend Wing Chun Dance Drama, showing December 16, 2025 to January 4, 2026 at Meridian Hall in Toronto, Ontario. The drama tells the true story of martial artist and prestigious Grandmaster Ip Man and his influence on the legendary art of Wing Chun. From its 300-year-old origins in China to its explosion across the rest of the world, and his most famous student, Bruce Lee. Be the first person to email us today at the following email address for an opportunity to win one pair of tickets to attend one of the remaining showtimes during this Toronto run. Email turnoutradio@ciut.fm. That's turnoutradio@ciut.fm. You're tuned in to CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll be right back with more of the program right after this. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. That was Clyde Wagner here in the house with me. Always a pleasure to be in conversation with Clyde. Now, we invite you to visit tolive.com to learn more about the organization, the events that are coming up, and, of course, all of the programs that we have the opportunity to discuss today. That's tolive.com. We're celebrating the outgoing of 2025 and the incoming of a brand new year. Coming up in 2026, we look forward to sharing some exciting announcements regarding new partnerships, additional live studio audience broadcast dates, research initiatives, and our on-the-road travel coverage. Follow the show on our social media platforms, all of which can be found at turnoutradio.com. This holiday season, we want to thank the Black Mental Health Canada Gala, Wing Chun Dance Drama at TO Live, Shrek at Young People's Theatre, and Hallmarkish at the Royal Theatre for inviting Turnout Radio to their platforms. It has been a wonderful season, and we look forward to sharing more about our travels with you. Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Thank you. today, you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. My thanks again to Clyde Wagner for joining me on the show. And folks, if you missed the top of the interview, we invite you to visit turnoutradio.com, CIUT.FM, and some of your favorite podcast platforms where this episode will soon be streaming. To connect with our production team, email turnoutradio@CIUT.FM. Well, we have arrived. We have come to the close of another year. And my gratitude to everyone who has poured into the rhythm of Turnout Radio, as we continue to sow seeds that bring forth more critical conversations in 2026, I'm eager for all that is to come. Thank you for tuning in. Season's greetings, love, and light to each of you. Happy New Year. Join us again next year for more of Turnout Radio right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.